Markets reel, the Fed goes silent, and Palantir's CEO names AI inequality as America's biggest problem. S&P futures are down more than 1%, trading at 7,497 after closing near 7,578 on Thursday, as markets absorb simultaneous shocks. Active military conflict in the Middle East, semiconductor stocks in bear market territory, and a critical earnings week ahead. The semiconductor bear market has a concrete structural story behind it. China's moonshot AI released Kimi K3, a model that independent benchmarks place in competitive territory with leading American AI systems. The sell-off was severe enough to push the broader semiconductor index down more than 20% from its recent peak, the technical definition of a bear market. The investor logic is direct. NVIDIA's extraordinary valuation, and by extension the entire chip sectors, rests on the assumption that frontier AI development requires massive, sustained compute investment that only American chip companies can supply at scale. If Chinese AI companies can build competitive models more efficiently using domestically produced chips and algorithmic improvements, the long-term revenue growth assumptions embedded in current chip stock prices are undermined. Big tech AI debt has reached approximately $570 billion, with the major hyperscalers financing their infrastructure build-out partly through bond issuance. Bond investor demand is now softening, signaling that fixed income markets are beginning to question whether the cash flows to service that debt are materializing on schedule. The Federal Reserve adds another layer of complexity. Kevin Warsh, who replaced Jerome Powell as chairman, has eliminated forward guidance from his policy communications, no longer telegraphing where interest rates are heading months in advance. The stated rationale is that forward guidance distorted asset pricing. The practical effect is that Wall Street firms are now building AI chatbots specifically to parse Warsh's sparse public statements for hints of policy direction. Economist Richard Koo is warning that if the Fed shrinks its $6.7 trillion portfolio, as Warsh has signaled, the resulting bond supply would steepen the yield curve, directly raising long-term borrowing costs and conflicting with the administration's stated goal of lowering rates for homebuyers, businesses, and the federal government itself. Goldman Sachs is recommending shorting the British pound, a trade driven by dollar strength from the U.S. economy's relative resilience and elevated interest rates. Combined with the U.K.'s ongoing fiscal pressures and slower growth trajectory, the H-1B cap for FY 2027 has closed after filling all 85,000 slots under a new wage-based selection system prioritizing higher-paid positions, a signal that demand for highly skilled technical workers remains intense even as AI capabilities expand. Palantir CEO Alex Karp offered what may be the week's most candid elite admission. Karp said explicitly that AI could make him 20 times richer, while average workers' salaries merely double, calling this divergence a complete decoupling and the biggest problem in this country. The statement comes from the CEO of a company that has extracted enormous value from government AI contracts, making it either a genuine conscience moment, a calculated positioning, or both simultaneously. Indeed's chief economist reinforces the bifurcation picture from another direction, warning of a 6 million worker shortage by 2032 in healthcare, construction, and logistics, precisely the sectors AI is least capable of replacing at scale, while knowledge work faces intensifying displacement.